The Police with Don't Stand So Close to Me. You're listening to Siren Radio. It's coming up to 9 o'clock, and that means it's time to join myself, Kai Valentine, as we pay tribute to another legend of the music industry. And tonight, it's the Happy Mondays. But that's right after the news at 9 o'clock.
FM. Online. Mobile. This is Siren 1.3.
We've got a huge show planned this evening for legends on Siren Radio as the legends join us on air for the very first time. We're paying tribute to the Happy Mondays, and this is 24-hour Party People.
Be here with
You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio. Every week, we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside the story of their rise to iconic status. This week, we are paying tribute to the Happy Mondays, and you can give your thoughts throughout tonight's episode by texting us on 07797 800 716 or tweeting us at SirenFM. If you missed either of those details, I will remind you as the show goes on, or you can go to our website www.sirenonline.co.uk and they're all on there. The song that you just heard there, the legendary 24-hour Party People, has just turned 30 years old, and the Happy Mondays are celebrating with a nationwide tour that includes a massive gig at the Engine Shed, just across from Siren Towers, in a few weeks' time. We'll be giving you more details about that very soon, as Siren Radio's Christopher Clarkson had the opportunity to chat with Monday's star, Rowetta, and we've got that exclusive interview coming up later on in the show. But first, it's the track How You Were Brought Up Depends on How You Pronounce It. I can feel my northern side coming out already for Hallelujah. Or is it Hallelujah? Who knows? Let's listen to it. The Happy Mondays on Siren Radio. If you didn't scream out hallelujah over the last 6 minutes at least once, I'm sure you're lying. Hallelujah was, of course, always going to be a part of the playlist for tonight's show, but earlier this evening we got a request from Ian in Edinburgh asking for the club mix. And I've got to agree, it was a brilliant choice. This was one of the Happy Mondays' final hits of the 80s decade, and in 1990, a whole new chapter for the band was ahead as Rowetta would join the gang. Chris Clarkson at Siren Radio was fortunate to connect telephonically with her a few weeks ago, so let's take a listen.
Siren Radio.
Lincoln and proud.
Thank you for speaking to me today, Rowetta.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for calling.
What combination of the Happy Mondays can people expect to see on the tour? Because it's been changed a lot over the years.
Not when I've been in it, it hasn't. I've always said I'm the only girl who's sung with the original lineup. Like Mark Day's not played. He didn't play for years. And Paul Davis, the keyboard player. It's the original lineup apart from Paul Davis. So, because we reformed in 2012, a lot of the versions that Sean went out with, none of the original members were in the band, just Sean. Even Bez left in the end. So now it is, since 2012, it's been the original lineup. And then Paul Davis, the keyboard player, left after a year. But Sean's been working with a different keyboard player and programmer for years, Dan Broad. So basically, he was in the band anyway when Paul Davis was there. So when Paul Davis decided it was not for him anymore, we've continued, and it was only going to be for one tour initially, but we've gotten so well, and you know we're playing better than ever before, and we've even written a bit together again. So it makes sense to continue, and the reviews have been amazing. The fans have been coming out, so what a great time to celebrate 30 years of the band in the original form. It would have been horrible if it had been not the original lineup doing it. It wouldn't have made sense, but the fact that, you know, these kids, they grew up together. I joined in 1990, that's 27 years ago. So, you know, it's a great celebration of all that. And you know, and forget about the bad bits. It's been brilliant since we've reformed, and it was brilliant at the beginning. So it's just a great celebration.
So how much of a say have you guys had in where you come to? Because obviously a lot of the time it's the tour manager that deals with that.
Yeah, no, it's not with us, it's not the tour manager, it's an agent, and like he's tried, what it is, because it's the 30th anniversary, we wanted to play as many places as possible, everybody said that, you know, as many places, because it's just difficult for a lot of people. If you just do, because we do have a choice, you can do a big venue like Manchester Arena and expect people to come for miles to come, or you can do lots of ones around, like we're doing a lot of places in Scotland we wouldn't have done before, we'd have just gone to Glasgow, for instance, and so it's really nice, this one, because it's 30th anniversary, we want to go out to as many places as possible, and the ones that we're having, everybody's contacting me, the people from Belfast this morning, I've had 4 emails saying, why are you not coming to Belfast? And it's just because quite often the venue, you need to make sure the venues are available on the right dates, right? You know, it must be difficult to put us all together and you know, to back to back, we're doing like some shows 5 gigs in a row and then a day off and then another 4, so it's a proper tour, and we'll be living on a tour bus. So if we haven't killed each other, we'll see you in December.
So is this the first time you'll have performed in Lincoln?
It's not the first time I've performed in Lincoln, because we definitely did it last tour, but the Bum Tour, I remember the Lincoln show, because my boyfriend then, not around anymore, but I remember him driving to Lincoln to come and see me, and surprised me. So I remember we did play Lincoln on the Bum Tour, definitely. Not last year, the year before, around about the same time, I think.
Yeah. The Engine Shed's such a great venue. You've picked the best place to do it.
I think that's where we played last time. I'm almost sure we did, and really, really enjoyed it. As I say, my boyfriend surprised me by coming, so I just remember I had a really great night. Ex-boyfriend, but I really liked it, because I remember before we came, and I played Lincoln maybe in the 90s with the Mondays, but I always have to look on the map for this part of the world, because I always go, is it near Grimsby? Because I'm really bad at geography. I'm really, really bad at geography. And I'm really, really bad with my, I know it's Lincolnshire though, but yeah, I'm really bad at geography, but I'm glad we're coming. As I say, we didn't miss you out last time though, we did come.
So how hard is it doing such a big tour? You're touring now right through until the 23rd, is it the 1st of November to the 23rd of December?
Well, the 10th, I have a gig on the 9th for Business Awards in Birmingham on the 9th, and then on the 10th we start in Dundee and then we finish in Glasgow on the 23rd of December. So, yeah, 10th of November till the 23rd of December.
It's a good
chunky tour, yeah.
Is it easier to be in each other's company after 30 years now on the tour for all that time?
Yeah, I think we've got it right now. Sean and Bez travel separately, so the tour bus is just me and the other boys sleeping on the bus, and the tech guys usually come on the bus as well, unless they drive separately, have to get there earlier. And this time I think John De Silva, the DJ, will be joining us because he's supporting us. But it's much, much easier. And a lot of people think it must be hard for a girl. I just make sure each venue I've got a day room where I can go and have a bath and relax and have some time on my own, and then I'm fine. You know, literally just sleep on the bus, chat to the lads. I enjoy it. They're like my family. They're like my brothers. So it's a lot easier because, to be honest, back in the day, there was everybody, people had different problems than they have now. Now the problems are, I've got to get home and see my kids and things like that. Everybody's settled down, and there's no funny business going on anymore. It's the actual party is on stage, and that's it, usually. You know, there might be an after party, but the main party will be on the stage. After the gig, we're off to the next one. We've got a lot of gigs to do. It's like a lot. I think we're doing 5 in a row at one point, and then a day off, and then another 4 in a row. So you can't really party like we used to anymore. Even if we're younger, I think we struggled back then, but we'd really struggle now. And Sean goes home straight after a gig most of the time when he can, to his kids, wife and kids. And the rest of us get on the bus and go to the next venue usually. And yeah, we have a couple of drinks, but that's about it. Because you have to, you know, you've got to be, we're not getting any younger, but you just can't keep doing that or you burn out. You can't keep partying. 24-hour party people. We can do, like, probably can do about 6 hours now at a time, I think, a lot of the band, rather than 24 hours.
The new Siren Radio.
Chris Clarkson there, chatting with Happy Mondays star Rowetta, and we'll be hearing more from that interview later on in tonight's show. If you want to get in touch, the number to text in on is 07979780716. Grab a pen, because it's coming again. 07979780716. You can also get in touch on Twitter at Siren FM or on our Facebook page, Siren Radio. We've still got lots more to come. A big thank you once again to the Happy Mondays for not only appearing on tonight's show with Rowetta talking to Chris, but of course for sharing it all over social media as well today. We really appreciate it from everyone here at Siren Towers. Still plenty to come, as I say. Next up, it's Donovan. Inspired by playing Donovan's greatest hits on their tour bus, Happy Mondays included this track in his honour on their third album, Pills and Thrills and Bellyaches. Frontman Sean Ryder would continue his love and commitment to Donovan also by later fathering a child with his daughter. Donovan told NME, "It's always an honour, even if you're being put down in a song, because you're being spoken about. I was very happy to be honoured by the Mondays, and I didn't mind that they nicked my tune either." We're going to be hearing more from Rowetta of the Happy Mondays very soon, but first, it's time to step on. It's a classic now. I want to hear you all singing along and dancing along to the Happy Mondays.
Come on.
the 1990s would become the decade of the Happy Mondays, and Stepon catapulted them on the rise to superstardom by twisting the nation's melons to a number 5 spot on the UK singles chart. This is a cover of a John Congas song called He's Gonna Step On You Again, originally released in 1971. Congas wrote this as a protest song against white man's appropriation of native territory in Africa. It was built around a riff lifted from an African tribal dance recorded in a jungle. And a fun fact for you is that it is cited by the Guinness Book of World Records as the first ever sample used on a record. How cool's that? I know that we have a lot of listeners in the US this evening where the Mondays never massively caught on, but this was the closest they came to a huge hit across the pond. We're paying tribute to the Happy Mondays this evening for legends on Siren Radio. The Happy Mondays may even be tuning in themselves after sharing it all over social media this afternoon, but then again, they've just stepped on stage in Brighton as a part of their 24-hour Party People tour. Good luck with the rest of the tour, guys, and we'll see you back here in Lincoln very soon, come December. But let's check back in now with Christopher Clarkson's interview with Monday's star, Rowetta.
Siren 107.3.
Visit us at sirenonline.co.uk.
So, this is being called the Greatest Hits Tour, but which of the hits is most popular? Which do you get asked to do the most?
Well, the one that gets filmed all the time is always Step On. Step On always gets, you know, the one that everybody films and they should be dancing to, really, but everybody films it. So that's when you look for Happy Mondays after a gig, they've always filmed that one. Kinky Afro, quite often. Loose Fit, if we start with that. Whatever we start with, usually they use your film. And they put those are the songs. Kinky Afro, Step On, you can't not do. Hallelujah, 24-hour Party People, Rope for Luck. These songs that you have to do, and The songs that Sean doesn't enjoy singing as much, so we don't do those as often. But the rest of us, I think everybody's cool doing everything. The good thing is we've got such a big repertoire and everybody knows all the tunes that you can always go back and do something else. This time we're doing songs we've not done for a long time. There's one song, in fact, that they did before I was in the band, and I've never heard them do it live. So I'm excited for that one because it's when I was just a fan. So that must have been, it's a song from the 80s, and I've not heard them do it live. I've only seen footage of it, so very excited for that one. And there's a couple I've not sung. I'm just going to be practicing in the next couple of days before we rehearse, that I've not sung since 1992. So it's good, isn't it? So if you saw us last time, we were doing, I think it was the Bum Tour with a few greatest hits. This is different because we are going to be doing not just from the Bummed album, it'll be from all the different albums and a few surprises, so it'll be good. And John De Silva supporting will really get the crowd going, so it'll be good.
What's your personal favourite to do?
Oh, I change all the time because, because we've known each other that long as well. When I'm singing with Sean, quite often, you know, because sometimes it's deja vu, sometimes he comes up with little comments. So I can really enjoy Bob's Your Uncle, which is like a sexy song, or I can really hate it, depending what Sean says while we're doing it. So sometimes it's my absolute favourite, because I love singing it, and it's very much focused on me song, so I really get to the band turns more into some of the dance tunes towards the end of it, and I've turned it into my own little song towards the end, and I like that. But then other days, Sean just says the wrong comment, and it hits me the wrong way, and I'm like, oh, I hate it, and I hate him, and I hate everything in the world, because I'm a girl, and that's what you do. But, I love that one. But I love doing them all, to be honest. Kinky Afro, I don't get bored with any of them because the crowd loves them so much. And I love the songs that they sing along to, but I also love, I'm really excited about doing songs we've not done for ages because we have been back together for 5 years and we do tour a lot. Although we've not been touring this summer, we've done loads of festivals. So it's great to do new stuff, even though it's old tunes. It's new to me. I've not done it for years. So it's like doing a new tune and doing a new take on it. That's what I like doing, which we've done with a lot of the songs in previously. I mean, I was singing a lot of these songs on the Bummed album tour, and I wasn't on the Bummed album. So, it's adding extra things. I find that exciting, and it stops it from getting boring. But I'm lucky because this band, I just never get bored of the music, and that's the truth. I just don't. It's exciting for me. And when you've got a guitarist like Mark Day who adds something new at every gig, it's incredible.
Not many bands can sustain their status for so long. You guys have done it for 30 years now. How do you think you've done that?
I think, in a way, I think the Stone Roses did the best because they just disappeared for years. And that's why when they came back, it was a massive thing. The thing, in a way, was that Sean was going out as Happy Mondays, but everybody knew it wasn't the Happy Mondays, really. It was session musicians and Sean. It was at first, maybe, been three members of the band, and then there was no Mark Day, and he's a massive part of the band, and then Paul Ryder left. And then in the end, Bez left as well, so it was just Sean and no original musicians. So I think when we reformed, it was exciting for people because we knew that it was the original lineup, and that's exciting for people because we'd had this big gap where Mark Day hadn't played his guitar for 19 years or something. Then it's exciting then to have these musicians back together on the stage, and then people read the reviews. And, you know, you've got to be good when you do go out to have done it. We only went out initially when we reformed for 1 year, or one tour, I think it was. And now still together 5 years later, getting on really well, better than ever. And that's because the reviews have been amazing and the gigs keep coming in, and we're just so lucky, and people buy tickets to see us, thank goodness. Because they know you're going to get a good night out and a great gig. Back in the day, I think we've done well because there would have been bad reviews when it wasn't the original Happy Mondays, but now we're back. The last 5 years, all you're going to see is good reviews. I very, very rarely read anything negative about any of our gigs now. And that's because the band, and I'm really proud of the lads, they're just better than ever. And it's a great time to be a Happy Monday again. And, you know, everybody's in the 50s, but we've got full of energy, and I love that. You know, it's just a really, really great vibe at the moment.
I could sit and talk with you all day, but I'm aware you've got other stuff going on.
Oh, thank you. And I'm a chatbox, and sorry, if you ask a question, I could talk for an hour, as you can probably tell.
Just one more question. Yeah. There's a lot of bands reforming and whatnot recently, bringing out lots of new hits. Can we expect that from Happy Mondays anytime soon?
Yeah, definitely. Although Sean's gone and done Black Grape first, because it's easy, because it's just him and Kermit in Black Grape that go and do the writing. So it was easy for him to do that. But Alan McGee, our manager, he said he wants a new album from Happy Monday, so he will be doing it. It's just because I'm busy off doing my dance tunes, and they're doing really well. And you've got Sean doing his Black Grape, and all the others doing different projects or working. He's getting us all together, there's six of us, so you need to. We just need to get... take a month off from everything else and do the album. But Alan McGee said he wants it definitely by 2019, so that's what will happen, hopefully.
Siren Radio.
Siren Radio. Where the music you love lives.
Christopher Clarkson there, talking with Happy Mondays star Rowetta about their upcoming gig at the Engine Shed, Lincoln, a stone's throw away from my seat right now in Siren Towers. On Thursday, the 7th of December 2017, tickets are £29.50 each, and more details can be found on the venue's website, www.engineshed.co.uk, or by popping along and visiting the box office. A great chat there between Chris and Rowetta. Like she said, she can talk for England, but that's what we love here on Siren Radio. Really interesting stuff, and great to hear that they've got some more Happy Mondays music. Ooh, that's a tongue twister. Happy Mondays music coming up in the pipeline. Very excited about that one. As a 24-hour Party People anniversary tour, I'm sure that you'll hear all the hits that are coming up on that tour for sure. But I think now it's time that we sit back and listen to, because there are a lot of bands out there that have been influenced by the Happy Mondays for certain. But did you know that this particular band from Oxford were influenced by the Mancunian Classics? Let's take a listen as we have a listen to Radiohead and Creep. Stay tuned to Siren Radio, and we'll chat more about this after the song and why Radiohead were influenced by the Happy Mondays.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye, you're just like an angel. Skin makes me cry. You float like a feather. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep.
Radiohead there with Creep. And why would we be playing that on a Happy Mondays special here for Legends on Siren Radio? Especially seeing as though that when we do acts that are influenced by other artists, they're normally decades apart. But these guys were, I mean, it was 1980 for the Happy Mondays, somewhere around that time, and only like 1985 for Radiohead. But they have been cited, Radiohead, as saying that the Happy Mondays were huge influences on their careers. Ed O'Brien said, the Happy Mondays were amazing. I never saw them. I had the records, and when they were on, they were incredible. And when they were off, they were incredibly awful. Tom York went on to say as well, in terms of musical appearance, that was the most influential, informed period for all of us. So high praise there from the two of the classic lineup of Radiohead. You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio, and tonight we pay tribute to the Happy Mondays. We've had Rowetta on the show speaking with Chris Clarkson. If you missed that interview, this whole show will be available online in a few days' time, and I'll give you more information before the 10 o'clock hour strikes of where to find that one. There's a 24-hour Party People anniversary tour going on at the moment. They're in Brighton tonight. They're coming to Lincoln on the 7th of December 2017. And I'm sure you'll hear all the hits. But one thing I am certain about is that this one will be included too. We'll be right back.
feel, yeah. I see so, I take it greedy. And all the bad, ugly things I feel, yeah.
Vocalist Sean Ryder told NME that the idea for this track came from the Hot Chocolate song, Brother Louie. Said Ryder, "We just wanted to do a groovy song like that. We were going to call it Groovy Afro, but we changed it to Kinky after The Farm came out with Groovy Train." Bassist Paul Ryder told The Guardian he thinks the song's opening line, "Son, I'm 30, I only went with your mother because she's dirty," is about him. And he had a child very young. He explained, "Because I'm Sean's younger brother, he was always observing me up close. When he sings, 'I had to crucify some brother today,' he points right at me. And the line, 'Dad, you're a shabby, you run around and groove like a baggy,' has got to be about our dad," Paul Ryder went on to add. "He was on tour with us all the time, let loose in Manchester and enjoying himself all over the world. I don't have a decent bone in me. Could be Sean singing about himself," he went on to continue. "For a while, he was called Evil Uncle X. He was up to a lot of bad things at that point, and it never did help or give to the needy," is another line like that. We are coming towards the end of tonight's show as we paid tribute to the Happy Mondays for legends on Siren Radio. If you want to listen back to this episode or any of our previous episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter at Kai J Valentine, the show at Siren Legends, or on our Facebook, www.facebook.com/Siren Legends. Let's take a look at the schedule for the next few days, because we here at Siren Radio love to promote other shows that are coming up, and tomorrow we've got a packed schedule. The Guide from 7 till 8pm is here with Joe Hayden telling you all the latest from the Lincoln area. Then it's the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. Alex Lefchuk and the Drivettes are back between 8 and 10, keeping you entertained. Entertained on your drive into work. If you're not in work by 10am, I am very, very jealous of you, I'll tell you that for sure. Then we've got non-stop music through your morning and afternoon until we hit 3pm, where it's classic rock on Siren Radio, as a repeat of tonight's episode with Sue Hill will air. Following that, from 5 till 7pm, it's Drive Time on Thursday. Tatiana and Chris will be live in the studio with all the travel news, keeping you up to date on your drive home from work. Once you hear Tatiana's voice, you know that you've survived the day and you're almost home. Then it's 7 till 8pm, Sound and Country Vision, a great show here on Siren Radio. And then finishing off your evening from 10 till 11pm, it's the one and only Spoiler, a great show as always. Make sure you tune in for Paul Tyler and the gang. Check it out. Let us know what you think at Siren FM. Like I say, listen back to the show on the Trending Topics Network, and a big thank you to the Happy Mondays for promoting tonight's show on social media, and especially to Rowetta for chatting with us about their upcoming gig at the Engine Shed Lincoln on Thursday the 7th of December 2017. The tickets are available. They're £29.50 each, and there will be more details that can be found on www.engineshed.co.uk or by visiting the box office. Thank you for joining me for Legends on Siren Radio. There's still plenty more Monday's tracks that we could delve into, but so little time. Therefore, I'll leave you with one final hit from them. But first, it's time for this.
This is one of the best films I've ever seen.
Absolutely, just bang, 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 all the way through.
You know, all I want to do now is watch that.
Spoiler, the show which reviews movies, books and TV shows in their entirety. Twists, endings and all.
I don't think it's a bad ending at all, no.
Without fear of spoilers.
Thank you, just happy it ended.
Each show is dedicated to just one subject, so we can delve deeper behind the screen or the page.
It might be the geekiest book ever written.
This producer who's made up new lies.
That was also a joke. How can I get out of this sentence?
Join me, Paul Tyler, with Andy Goulding.
Sorry, I've got quite angry about this.
And Rachel Burnett.
I love the jiggly bottoms of the lady.
Alternate Thursdays at 10pm. Repeated on Saturdays at 11pm. It's fun for all the family, right?
Siren 107.3 FM.
I leave you tonight with the Happy Mondays classic, Loose Fit.
Siren Radio.
Lincoln and proud.
Thank you for joining me this evening for Legends on Siren Radio. Make sure that you stay tuned to us, because coming up after the news, it's the Classic Rock Show with Sue Hill. But now it's time to send you over to the Sky News Centre.
FM.
FM.
Online.
Online.
Mobile.
Mobile.
This is...